Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
On the Wintrust Business Lunch, the money lady, Terry Savage, the author of Social Security Horror Stories, joins us once again on the Business Lunch. Hi, Terry.
Hello. Looking at more horror stories as they happen.
Oh, really? Are people still feeding back to you about their Social Security?
It's on a broader scale now. We had the hearing yesterday for the new Social Security Commissioner, who was an executive of a terrific financial services company, a financial technology company, I should say. And so I was always very hopeful that he would be the one to better organize Social Security and deal with the outdated software. But now we're hearing conflicting reports. In his hearing, he said, no, I'm not trying to privatize Social Security. We're going to get this together. But he also said that he had not spoken with anyone from DOGE. But now I am getting reports that, in fact, he has spoken with DOGE people and, in fact, installed one of his lieutenants in there. So we're going to have to wait and see. So on the massive side of what's going to happen next to Social Security, there are issues. On the immediate side, I want to warn against what I believe is a scam going around. Too many people have posted on my blog and asked me, I am on Social Security. Do I have to re-register? No, you do not have to re-register. You don't have to do anything if you're already receiving benefits. And I think I've passed this around to a number of my experts. We all think there might be some kind of a scam site, phishing site set up to get people to register. If you're already on Social Security, you don't have to worry. And number two, the windfall elimination provisions seem to be kicking in. People are getting higher checks.
Oh, yeah, right.
They are getting the big one-time check.
We want to hear from you all.
So that seems to still be working.
Yeah, if you're one of those people, we want to hear from you. If you got a WEP check, and Terry, that would be you said a windfall. Would that be a one-time correction then, a big check people would be getting?
They are getting, because the law was written that it was retroactive to January 1st, 2024, they're getting the difference, the monthly difference times 12 of what they should have gotten in 24. And some, I think, we haven't been able to calculate this, also got it for January because they didn't start coming out until February. They pay one month in arrears. So that is moving along. And there is just one other new thing that is going to be painful. Amidst closing of offices, they have determined that in order to register for the first time for Social Security, you either have to apply in person or online. In person is going to be difficult because they're closing offices. I mean, that's like, excuse me? And online, it's really the most efficient way to apply for your benefits for the first time at ssa.gov. However, a lot of seniors are not really computer savvy. So I believe that you're going to have places like public libraries and AARP and others offering to help seniors, those who just are first applying for their benefits, to apply online. But no more telephone applications.
That WEP windfall, Terry, is not subject to Elon Musk or Donald Trump's discretion, is it?
No. So, okay, I'm going to divide this into four because I know we're going to go to a break. The big picture about what is going to happen to the agency under the new commissioner, who will likely be confirmed, and we're hearing news that he has indeed communicated with the DOGE team and a former senior official, Michael Russo, who's the chief information officer, that he has been in communication with them, despite what he said at his hearing. So we will wait to see what major, major moves they make in Social Security. No use, as my grandmother said, building up horrors before they exist. Let's get the new commissioner confirmed and see what happens.
I know that, but you got to let me say this, and then we will take that break, and that is, this is money that has been approved by Congress. And I know that doesn't seem to matter a lot right now, but in theory, that money is not at the discretion of the new administration, correct?
Wait, I'm not sure, John, what you're talking about. The congressional, the bill that passed said that that offset
yes.
should be reinstated starting yes. January last year.
That's what I'm talking
so,
about.
Those checks are coming. Nobody right. said, oh, they told me that it's not coming. Those makeup checks for the WEP and the GPO,
yep.
pension offsets, those are coming. So don't worry about those. If you were already receiving Social Security benefits, but they were reduced, you absolutely will get a bigger check. If you hadn't filed for Social Security or perhaps for spousal Social Security because you thought it would be reduced, you should file online now.
Terry Savage, the money lady, is here. TerrySavage.com. All our phone lines are ringing, Terry. What else do you want to say?
No, let's just see. I want to try and frame this again. Everybody is so concerned about Social Security. I want to warn people against scams of having to register, re-register if you're getting benefits. Just ignore that. I want to tell you that we don't know what the new commissioner is going to do. We know the acting commissioner did some horrendous things. And one of the things he did, you know, when you go to the hospital, you have a baby,
mm-hmm.
they register the Social Security number. You know, they take the footprints and everything else, and you register. In Maine, because that acting Social Security commissioner, who we have to get out of there as fast as possible, Lee Dudek, said, okay, I'm going to suspend the program so parents of infants will have to go to Social Security offices to get Social Security numbers for their babies. He admitted that he did that just because he was annoyed at the way the governor of Maine spoke back to the president during an official meeting, a press conference. I saw that on the air.
Yeah.
So there's some petty stuff. There's some policy stuff. Some of which makes sense to fight against fraud, some of which conflicts with the idea of being more efficient but making it more difficult. We're going to just have to keep watching under the new commissioner, who is a very successful business executive.
Well, is he a Trumper? I mean, and
he was a contributor to the Republican Party. Pfizer is headquartered,
yeah.
in, which is the company of which he was CEO, is headquartered in Milwaukee. And it's a payments processing company. It's just an incredibly successful company. The guy's been a very successful business executive. I think we would all applaud if they could get new computer code in, if they could make it easier. I mean, just the actual running of Social Security. It's not that suddenly they're making a mess of it. Social Security's made a mess of their computations and their calculations and their communications and their adjudications. It's been a mess for years now. That's what my book was about. So I just want to say that we don't want to get into a whole tizzy about this, because hopefully they will install this professional executive, financial executive in, and it will not be left to the whims of people like this low-level guy that was suddenly put in
as acting
commissioner.
Darlene has a question for you with Terry Savage. Hi, Darlene. What can we do for you?
Hi there. I received the first of all, I was aware of the Windfall Act. So when I did see some money show up in my checking account from the bank, I questioned what it was, and they said it was from Social Security in my name. So then I got the letter maybe 2 weeks later explaining it. But my question is, what about the taxes and my Medicare payment? Normally those can be taken out of the Social Security payment, because I'm going to now start to receive Social Security each month.
Darlene.
So my question, yes.
Okay. And were you receiving Social Security before?
No, I was not. So this is all spousal benefit.
Okay. So number one, this applies to everybody who got this sudden, and people got checks as high as $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. If there was no withholding taken out, and probably wasn't, even though you're having withholding taken out of your own monthly payment if you were already getting payments, there was no withholding that I've heard of or seen taken out of this windfall elimination catch-up check. It's going to be taxable income to you. So next year when you do your taxes, if you got $5,000 or $7,000, that's additional taxable income. You should be thinking about whether you want to increase your withholding from your current Social Security from 20% to 25%, maybe to, if you got that. Otherwise, you will owe taxes next April 15th, a year from now. It could be enough income, depending on what other income you have, to A, make your Social Security benefits taxable, and B, if you have other income or you took a big distribution from your IRA, you could actually have something called the IRMA adjustment, and your Medicare premiums would go up. They would figure that out a year later. You wouldn't even know about that now. So you're right to consider the taxes, and if you suddenly got $8,000 or $9,000, my response to you is don't spend it all in one place. Set some aside as a reserve to pay your taxes.
Yeah, okay. I was figuring the taxes I would have to pay on.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
You should be, when you signed up, you should have said, yes, withhold 20% from my Social Security.
But you can do that on your own. Just put it in the bank or under a mattress or something.
Yeah.
No mattresses, John. That's not advice coming out of the Noon Business Hour.
Remember, there's two people on this conversation. One of them is Terry, and the other one is not a financial guy. All right, Darlene, thank you for the call. Good luck to you. Tom, how can we help you? You're on WGN on the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Hi. I'm considering having my Social Security benefits suspended for 3 or 4 months. And in the new political environment, I'm wondering if it's safe to do that. Because I'm afraid if I do it, that they may never get restarted again.
Tom, how long have you been collecting benefits?
About 3 years.
No, you can't do that. There's no provision for temporarily suspending payments. Don't even think about
it. Why would you want to do that anyway?
Wait. If in the first year that you collect benefits, you tune into us and I say, gee, you know, why did you collect them early? You're permanently reduced. That's such a terrible idea. If within 1 year of collecting your benefits, you contact them and say, I'll pay it all back.
Oh, that's
right. I'm going to start later when I'm at full retirement age. You can do that. There's no provision for temporarily suspending your benefits. Don't start fooling around thinking there is.
Okay. Tom, thanks for the phone call. Good luck to you on everything, Terry.
Okay, all capital letters, correction. File this under A, Terry made a mistake, but she always double checks, and file it under You Learn Something Every Day. I hope Tom, who asked that question about suspending Social Security benefits, is still on the line. I had never heard of anybody suspending Social Security benefits, but that's something I just never heard of. It turns out that you can, before age 70, make a request to suspend your benefits. By the way, if someone else is claiming on your benefits, like a spouse or an ex, their benefits will also, I'm not sure about ex, but a spouse, their benefits will also be suspended. If your benefits are suspended, they automatically start again the month you reach age 70. I want to give the advice I would have given anyway had I known you could do this. Don't fool around with your Social Security account now. Collect your benefits and just don't get involved in everything that's going on over there. You just don't want to be caught up in this. And I want to add one other thing. I got a nice email from one of the great financial planners in Chicago, Francine Duke, who said to me, Terry, I think what people might be talking about regarding this logging in and online on Social Security, there is something called login.gov, and it is a government credential that you use, like if you're going to get a TSA, you know,
I did this last weekend. I was on that site.
Okay. You get a new login.gov secure credential, and people who go to their Social Security SSA.gov accounts are now being asked to go through login.gov, set up that credential, and it'll require a new password. So if you are going to your existing SSA.gov or you're going to SSA.gov, and right on the homepage, there's a little box, an oval that says set up my SSA, you will need to go through something called login.gov to create your security login. But nobody is saying you have to go log in to sign up for benefits again. You do not have to do that. That would be a scam.
312-981-7200. John, you're on with Terry Savage. How can we help you, John?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Terry. I'm a retired Chicago police officer, and I retired, I'm 77 now, I retired at 50, and I've done a lot of work in which I paid into Social Security. And as of now, I haven't got a lot, everybody I talk to that I used to work with, they've gotten their check. I haven't gotten mine yet. Should I be worried?
Did you have the required 40 quarters, 10 years of contributions?
Well, I couldn't tell you that.
Okay, so you're the perfect example of someone who should go online and create that go to ssa.gov, create your own My Social Security account. This is happening as we speak, so I wouldn't be worried for another 60 days. They may just not have gotten around
to that. Will that display for him if he does have 40 quarters in, Terry?
Yeah, it would display.
And have you gone to that site, John?
I started my site about maybe a month ago. I put a password in, and I'm able to go see everything I've put in for my whole.
Well, you ought to be able to see if you did 40 quarters, though, John. If you have, it should be coming.
Well, I did. You know, I called Social Security a couple of weeks ago, and the girl I talked to was very nice, and she looked it up, and she said, "Yes, you were involved in the windfall." I even got an email from Social Security telling me that I worked a job where I didn't pay into Social Security and I collect a pension. But they told me that I was part of the windfall, but I just still haven't gotten anything. I heard they were supposed to have it done by the end of March.
Well, it's not the end of March yet. We got a few more days.
Yeah.
It will probably.
I get it. I get it. But I mean, not everybody has received every dollar that's going to be sent out yet. Right, Terry?
That was my exact point. I would say, give it. You know what? We're going to be here, God willing, every Wednesday. If you haven't received it by the first week in May, call back. I'm not sure there's anything I can do about it, but I bet. Or anyway, post on my. Just say, I'm the guy that asked John about my firefighter's windfall. Restitution, and I got it. And I bet you sometime around April 13th or something like that, you're going to say, oh, yeah, I got a bigger check and I got a separate deposit for last year's windfall.
John, do us that favor. Stay in touch with us, okay? And if you get the money, let us know. If you don't, give it a month, let them be late, and then let us know, okay?
Okay, but you say I should wait even till the end of May, huh?
Yeah, let them be late. End of April.
End of April. First week in May. Do you know when you are you getting any Social Security already?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay. So wait till the next time you get your monthly deposit, and then wait one more month after that.
We'll be in touch. Okay. Thank you, John. Good luck to you, and thank you for being a cop for all those years. Meantime, let's go to Debbie. You're on WGN Radio. Debbie, how can we help you?
Hi. I wanted to call and thank you. It's just unbelievable that I now have a check coming, and in February 14th, I had heard it on the radio, and then I called for a few days on hold, and I got a wonderful guy named Daniel from Social Security, and he took my application over the phone February 14th. March 18th, I got the big check, and they said it was from last August 24th. So the things I had to sign said the back pay was from August 24th, and it was under my husband's Social Security, who's passed away, because I've never been eligible. I worked for the post office.
Debbie, you don't have to answer this, but how much was it? How much money was it? Was it a helpful amount?
It's totally. I was just thinking of refinancing again and paying some credit cards, and it was over $10,000.
Yay. Okay.
I know. So I found my two highest credit cards and sent him a check, and I'm going to have my will made.
Yay.
You should get an ongoing benefit check as a widow.
It's going to be $1,672.
Okay.
Wow.
Debbie, number one, you tell them to take 20% out for taxes. Or number two, you talk to a CPA, and that $10,000 plus the new money that you're getting, $1,600 a month, will all be considered taxable income to you. So you don't forget you're going to owe some income taxes, probably.
If you got $1,600 coming in, then probably 20% of that is $320. $320.
You can ask Social Security to withhold 20% of that monthly check for taxes. That should more than cover it. But it also means that you're going to have had that windfall of about $10,000. And so you might owe $600, $700 in taxes on that. So don't spend it all in one place, but good for you for paying down your credit card debt.
Thanks for listening. It pays to listen to Terry Savage. More of your questions in a couple of minutes. Let's keep the Wintrust Business Lunch rolling. More business news here with Steve Grzanich.
Start your time. The Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Home prices in Chicago rose in February at nearly double the national rate. The median home price in the city of Chicago was up 9.1% over last year to $360,000. This is the fourth month in a row that home prices rose by at least 9%, according to Cranes. The nine-county metro area saw home prices jump 7.5% to $344,000. Nationally, the median home price was up 3.8% at $398,400. The metro area includes Cook, DeKalb, DuPage, Grundy, Kane, Kendall, Lake, McHenry, and Will counties. Another Chicago law firm is in President Trump's sights. He signed an executive order targeting Jenner and Block because of the role a former partner played in the Robert Mueller investigation into Russian election interference. The order calls on federal agencies to suspend any active security clearances held by individuals at Jenner. The order also directs the Office of Management and Budget to identify and halt any government goods, property, material, and services provided for Jenner's benefits. Contractors will also have to disclose any business they do with the law firm, and agency heads will have to terminate contracts with Jenner. Trump issued a similar order targeting Covington and Burling for lawyers who worked with special counsel Jack Smith. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
And now the business of food, and Steve Alexander.
Yeah, thank you. And over the last St. Patrick's Day drinking holiday, there was a new entrant in the category of
You'll feel better tomorrow.
Would you believe pickle juice? Yeah, Claussen's debuted 8-ounce bottles of Just the Brine, which was touted as a refreshing electrolyte boost to aid recovery the following morning. But we know Claussen for its pickles, the number one brand of the country, and it got its start right here, 150 years ago.
When a vegetable farmer named Klaus F. Claussen had a truckload of cucumbers he couldn't sell, rather than waste the cucumbers, he turned them into pickles.
And Claussen pickles are a big deal.
Yeah, we're the top-selling refrigerated pickle brand in the country, producing 42 million jars of pickles annually.
And all of those pickles are packed in one factory in Woodstock, Illinois, where cucumbers are turned into pickles by more than 300 employees, now being helped by AI. More about that after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Bill Durbin is head of North American Planning and Logistics for Kraft Heinz, which owns the Claussen brand and the factory in Woodstock, where every jar of Claussen's pickles sold in the United States is packed, and now with AI.
To check things like the cucumber's quality, the length, the circumference once they arrive at the factory.
Yeah, size does matter in the pickle business.
And by doing so, we can make sure that the crunch everybody wants from their pickles is perfect.
The system involves cameras which watch the cucumbers and then feed into the AI system.
We train it to learn the different characteristics of the cucumbers, and then from there we're able to best optimize the flow of the cucumbers through the manufacturing process.
Another example of how AI seems to be making our lives, or at least our pickles, better. But what about the fear that AI is replacing humans and taking our jobs?
No, actually the opposite. It helps us drive more efficiency, improve our process, allows us to process more pickles in our existing facility and help grow the business.
Claussen Pickles, now with AI. On the food calendar, it's National Spinach Day.
Well, blow me down.
I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.
Wintrust Business Lunch with Terry Savage on a very busy Wednesday. Terry, lots of calls and texts for you. Anything else you want to say before we go back?
No, let's take those calls.
Does Terry still advise us to wait until the age of 66 to start our Social Security benefits?
It's closer to 67. Yes, you do not want to be permanently docked. You do not want your benefits permanently lowered. Go by the rules and wait till your full retirement age if you can possibly afford it. Use your other savings. Don't take Social Security before your full retirement age, which is now almost 67. And if you can't afford to wait till age 70, you get an 8% bonus every year. I believe that for those people in the group that are getting Social Security now, no changes should impact you. They may down the road, and I hope soon, adjust the income earnings cap for paying into Social Security. A lot of things will change.
Yeah.
But you stick by the rules. Wait till your full retirement age at a minimum. And if you can afford to, wait till age 70. Stick by that.
Hey, Terry Savage, this morning on Bob Surratt's show, it was mentioned that the clawback money for people who got more than they should have will now hold 100% of what is owed until paid back. Please discuss. Let's not discuss it a lot, Terry, but that's not
happening. I'm sorry, I didn't understand that?
The clawback money. They're going to take 100% of your Social Security check until it's paid back.
Oh, yes. We talked about that 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
That's
not happening yet. That's not happening yet.
It's happening.
Okay.
It's happening. The last Social Security Commissioner, Martin O'Malley, we had on, said we're only going to take 10% of your check. We can't just put
cut
you into poverty.
Off. Yeah.
This guy Lee Dudek, who's been in there, that's why we need a real new Social Security Commissioner who has some kind of brain and perspective, and I'm sure we'll be better at it than this acting guy. Had said, well, you know, that Congress mandated the windfall repayments, but it didn't mandate this 10%. That was just done out of the heart of the last Social Security Commissioner. So yeah, they are sending new clawback notices and announcing they'll take 100%. We will immediately, upon confirmation of the new commissioner, try and reach out to him and see if he can adjust that.
Mark is on WGN Radio with Terry Savage. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I have a question about crypto and Bitcoin. Is this something? Can you describe it to us?
We don't want to. You know what? I have nothing against crypto. I long ago said the blockchain, this kind of digital track keeping that cannot be changed, is the way of the future. Crypto is a way of attaching currency, which you can transact with, to the blockchain ledger. And I think one of the greatest things you could do is just sit down and go to your Perplexity app or your ChatGPT and say, explain cryptocurrencies to me, because you'll get a great explanation. That's what AI is for. I'm regular intelligence, and it would take me far too long.
It's a currency, but it's also a commodity right now, and people are using it not so much to pay bills as they are to play the market.
Speculate on the future value of it.
Yeah. And then I think the underlying question is, so is this a good time to buy Bitcoin?
And you'll never know except in hindsight.
Okay. We're out of time, Terry Savage.
Love doing this with you. I hope to be back with you next week.
I know we
sitting
have...
next to you, John.
Oh, you're going
to
be in the studio.
So that I can give you a nudge whenever you get carried away.
I was just going to say the same thing about you. Thank you, Terry.
Okay.